This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't feel that much juice for Yankees Red Sox. And in my opinion, Yankees Red Sox is no longer like the Yankees' biggest rival. And Tiki made the case it's the Dodgers. I made the case incorrectly it was the Mets. Tiki actually convinced me he was right. It's the Dodgers. And Sean, even on an off day, sent a very angry audio message that it is still the Red Sox.
Salty.
So
I don't think he was that angry. I think it was just right to the point.
It was very aggressive.
It was aggressive, yeah.
We took it aggressive.
Very aggressive. Here's the way to prove if you're right or wrong. You just lost 2 out of 3 to the Boston Red Sox. Are you pissed? Are you angry?
I'm very pissed.
Okay.
And furthermore,
are you worried, though?
Well, I'm not worried, but I will. I actually said this on the air. I'm not sure if you were here, too, Evan. We hadn't played the Red Sox yet when he was ready to bury him, and they have a lot of chances to beat us and catch up. So let's see what happens next week when we get the punch back. But I'm just saying, look, my own personal thing, I can only tell you this. I had about 15 people that came over to my house Saturday night, all invited themselves because it was Yankees Red Sox. Mm. So for you to say that's, you know, not the biggest rival, that hasn't happened yet this baseball year.
You just allow people to invite themselves over?
That's
my takeaway.
It starts with a brother-in-law texting me.
I was going to say, this is family, right?
Family and friends of family and somebody else that works here, but all little by little. Yankees Red Sox, Yankees Red Sox. What are you doing?
Bro, do I know you?
Rock it out. That's what it becomes. But you don't do that for other games that aren't rivalries.
Hey, one point for you in terms of Yankees Red Sox still having that rivalry juice. They bumped the Yes announcers off on Saturday and Sunday.
We had
to deal with Fox and ESPN on back-to-back nights. But then again, the same thing happened when you faced the LA Dodgers.
Same thing. Well, it's a World Series rematch.
I understand. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. The Yankees are still in great shape. There's still 4.5 games up in the American League East, and to me, far superior to Toronto and Tampa and Boston. But there are concerns, and to me, it's the bullpen. That would be my number one concern. Let's go to Bob in Keyport. Good afternoon, Bob.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Oh, it's good.
I had a question. Do you think that when Giancarlo comes back, Rice is going to be the second-string catcher and Ascaro is going to be sent down?
No. Not at all. Mm. I think Ben Rice is still going to play half the time.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Giancarlo is going to be handled with such care that he'll face every lefty. Rice will still occasionally get in, maybe 3-4 days a week. Stanton sits like the other 3 days.
Because Stanton's not going to play every day.
No, he didn't even last year when he was healthy. And I don't think the Yankees are comfortable with making Ben Rice the full-time backup catcher. It's almost like a convenient thing that he can catch.
It's a fantasy thing.
Yeah.
Meaning a fantasy baseball thing.
Absolutely.
You can use him as a catcher.
Though I must say, the team in our fantasy league that has Ben Rice with catcher qualifications is a good friend of mine named T-Roy. And I should announce to the world, he's in last place. So it hasn't really helped. And that's a real shame because he's never in last place.
That's probably because the rest of his roster is garbage. That's not very little to do
now
with Ben Rice.
With Ben Rice, yeah. Actually, he's a diehard Yankee fan who had Juan Soto for the last few years as a keeper. and decided to keep Juan Soto, because even though he's a Yankee fan, he didn't want him on his team. He ran it back with Soto, and I think Soto's been killing him. Because from a fantasy perspective...
Well, not as of late.
Well, all he does is get...
six times yesterday.
Yeah, with a bunch of singles.
That's true.
You know, you're a keeper. There are high expectations. You got to hit some over the fence.
Hit one home run, please.
John is in Maspeth. What's up, John?
How's it going? Evan, so I got two parts here. I got a question for you at the end, an important question.
Yeah.
But I want to defend the Yankees bullpen, right?
Go ahead. First off,
we know what Luke Weaver is. Luke Weaver's the closer. Devin Williams is not the closer. I've already explained that. When Devin Williams pitches just the eighth inning, his ERA, 2.12.
Yeah.
Now, we got Tim Hill, who's a lefty specialist, where lefties are only hitting 130 against him.
Yep.
We got Leiter and Cruz. Two strikeout guys. Cruz is the third highest strikeout per nine inning guy as a reliever, and Leiter is 10th. So those are two good guys in bullpen.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Let's go to Fernando Cruz. Since he's come back from the injured list, in his last seven games, he's pitched to a 9 ERA.
And again, it's not about what he's done. It's about, do you trust him? And right now, it's hard to trust him.
But we got to give it more time. You know, the trade deadline's still about 6 weeks away. But, Evan, I got a question, though, right?
Yeah.
Now, if we put this question on your Mets, what position do they need? I'll give you my answer right now. My answer is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the Mets need a right fielder. Because, listen, the Mets have played four championship contending teams right now. The Yankees, Dodgers, Phillies, and Cubs.
Yeah.
And right now, that guy in right field against those four teams is hitting .097 against him this year. So you guys need more production out of that guy in right field when playing these top teams and not just hitting good against
the Well, I'll tell you something interesting, John. In those 16 games against those top teams, the Mets are 10-6, which is pretty good. The Mets have won those games against top teams. The only top team they didn't beat successfully was actually yours. Mm. A credit to the New York Yankees, right, who won that series. But 3-0 against the Phillies, 4-3 against the Dodgers, 2-1 against the Cubs, if we're including those teams as the top teams. I will answer your question, even though you were being sarcastic and you just wanted to take a shot at Juan Soto. Believe it or not, if you asked me, and I'll spend a lot of time doing this on the Rico, I'm sure, what's your biggest concern about the New York Mets? There are two. Number one is their bullpen, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because much like you just said, it doesn't matter what the guys have done,
yeah,
it's do you trust them moving forward? That was your point, right, about Fernando Cruz, right?
Of course.
That's my point about the Mets. Oscar Brazaban's been awesome. He's been amazing. He's been overworked. Do I trust that he's going to pitch to a 1-3 ERA the rest of the season? I mean, I don't, by the way.
He's continually to do it. He's continuing to do it. So until there is a string of games where he doesn't, you have to trust Brazaban. Obviously, Edwin Diaz is Edwin Diaz again. maybe not as dominant as he once was, but he's top reliever in the National League right now. I guess with Reed, he scares you a little bit.
Yeah.
But if they feel solid to me,
they've been better than solid. They've been great. But again, the question is, what's your concern moving forward? Not what are you pleased with over the first 66 games? Look, over the first 66 games, the Met pitching's been great. Am I convinced that's going to continue? No. So that'd be one of my concerns. Bullpens are a concern for everybody. And I think the Mets and the Yankees are both going to be in the market to add a big-time reliever before the deadline. I think the problem they may run into is how many big-time relievers are actually going to be available.
I was going to say, just because every team that's in the – there's a lot of them, too, that are just good and couldn't use an – not even use an upgrade, but will want an upgrade, especially surprise teams that can want to take a run, like Detroit.
Yeah. No, they're
why not?
There's not a lot of set. There's going to be more buyers than sellers,
yes,
unfortunately, which is just going to hike up the price on the cost. Like, I was joking around before the show about Raisel Iglesias because the Braves are a disaster, and they had an awful, awful weekend, and Iglesias lost his closer's job after being one of the better closers in baseball last year. And I said to you, boy, Braves suck. They may end up trading him away, and I'd take him. I'm the Mets or the Yankees. I would take that project on
because
relievers are so fickle. They are so up and down. Matt in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Bruce, I agree. The Yankees, Red Sox, just for now, the buzz is kind of just gone. We were at the game Saturday. We were in stands. No one's fighting. No one's yelling at each other. No one's yelling at each other in the stands. In the stands themselves. Like, it was just kind of black. Usually you can name every player, every reliever on the Red Sox. Other than Devers, he was the only one that got booed. He was ever just like, meh. Like, they may have been playing, the Padres or something. Like, it was just
no. I think you hit on two things, Matt. Number one, they're no longer fights, and I agree. Fights are a great indicator of how much you hate another team and their fan base.
Or even the desire to fight.
Right.
Like, don't even look at me wrong. Otherwise, you're getting a beer in your face and maybe a fist following behind.
That's so right.
It doesn't feel that way anymore. The players aren't hateable.
We are not endorsing fighting, but our last caller's right. That's a sign that the rivalry's dead. You don't want to punch a Red Sox fan in the face. Yet you want to punch a Dodger fan in the face or a Met fan in the face.
Right.
I think that's an underrated point by Matt. And again, if you're just tuning in, Tiki and I are not endorsing that Yankee fans should jump Red Sox fans, but it is a sign that you don't care about them anymore.
I'd be stunned if over the course of 3 days there wasn't a single fan punched in the face between either of the bars outside of the stands.
Great question. If you are a Yankee fan, and Tommy will take your call anonymously, okay? Call up and let us know if you punched a Red Sox fan in the face.
Or got punched in the face.
Yes. And we'll write a whole police report.
Yes.
Okay?
Interesting.
That's how we'll determine this. And I guarantee there won't be anybody.
Right. We'll call the perpetrator Rafael Devers or something like that.
Also, the rivalry, for everybody saying not back, you're talking about the players. We did lose an ingredient of getting that Bregman as a Red Sox in Yankee Stadium.
We did. And the other thing, and this is why, if I'm buying stock in the future, right? Yankees Red Sox is going to come back ferociously.
Yeah.
Because the Red Sox are so loaded with good young players. We haven't even seen Roman Anthony yet, who's going to get up here before you know it. And Christian Campbell, despite going deep the other day, it's like, who's that? Marcelo Meyer, same thing. They're loaded with young talent. And I think there's going to come a point sooner rather than later where that phone call that was just made about, I don't know who these guys are, that's going to change. But it's got to grow.
Right.
And we're just not there yet. And we're just not. And he's right. Other than Rafael Devers, you don't hate Jaron Duran. You don't hate Rob Refsnyder, even though you developed him. Or Carlos Narvaez, even though you developed him. Mm-hmm. Or Romy Gonzalez, or Trevor Story, or Rafaela. Like, it's just a bunch of names. But I do think eventually, as these young guys develop, and if they beat you a lot, which they just did, and we'll see what happens next week in Boston, that it could come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.